President Nuff has reinforced his conviction of retaining the presidency with a declaration that he will hand over a peaceful Ghana to his successor in 2017. Commenting, the director of communications at the presidency, Kwakwa Nyido, said President Mills was not conjecturing in his declaration. Rather, President Mills' conviction is predicated on his style of leadership and the success of his Better Ghana agenda. Mr. Nyido added that Ghanaians will not experiment in 2012.
It's not about being a soothsayer or a clairvoyant. Speaking at the third General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church of Ghana yesterday in Hou, among other things, he said that we're going into an election year, and he's promising Ghanaians that elections will be free and fair. Government will do everything possible to make the playing field equal for all parties. And then added on that, he also is pledging that come 2017 January, he will hand over a peaceful Ghana to his successor, just as a peaceful Ghana was handed over to him by his predecessor. And that's a confident president.
On what basis was President Mills saying this?
On the basis that it is pretty clear and obvious that the Better Ghana agenda is manifestly on course in terms of expanding infrastructure, in terms of building a strong and resilient economy, in terms of creating jobs, and most importantly, the governance style. His Excellency President Mills has brought a lot of refreshing and enlightening around the presidency, his style of governance, his integrity, his hands approach to managing the affairs of state. And there's no denying the fact that majority of Ghanaians, George, appreciate what President Moses is doing, and going into the 2012 election, it's pretty obvious that you'll be given the mandate to continue to build a better Ghana. People are not about to experiment in 2012. Majority of the people will hook on to the president they know, as opposed to hooking on to a new candidate who as of now has no message for Ghanaians.
Would you disagree that some people or some cross-section of Ghanaians still believe that there are a number of prosecutions that you need to do which is yet to be done and which is not reflecting that fair control, especially with regard to those who have taken money that they are not supposed to take?
I'm sure you've heard His Excellency President Mills say, time without number, that yes, the wheels of justice grind slowly, but that does not mean that justice will not take its course. It's one thing saying on radio that XYZ has dipped its keys or hands into, and it's another thing going to court, providing evidence and getting a conviction. A lot of cases are being handled by the EOCO, Thomas SFO. The AG is aggressively pursuing some of the cases. It is unfortunate that the wish of the people hasn't come to pass in terms of jailing corrupt people. It's not about the wish of the people, it's about due process, and President Mills has no option but to respect due process.
Are you also aware of the number of agitations that are coming up? The president has warned those who are agitating. Are we sure just a mere warning is enough?
Well, the president has put it out that any group of persons who are plotting or planning to disturb the peace of the nation come next year will be allowed to go scot-free. And if some people want to test the president's resolve, they should go ahead and they will see what will happen to them. He just didn't say it for saying it's sick. The president meant it, and as commander-in-chief of the Ghanaian forces, he said it. And if some group of people think that he just said it for the sake of it, they should go ahead and try something, anything funny, and they'll have themselves to blame.
Director of Communications Kwakwa Nyido talking to George Ankra.